name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What is the Bible? It is the written word of God. Men moved by the Holy Spirit have spoken on behalf of God. But there are in the Bible things difficult to understand that the ignorant and weak interpret crookedly to their own perdition. For this reason, St. Peter says that no prophecy of Scripture is of personal interpretation. So, if it is not of personal interpretation, who can interpret it authentically? Only the Pope, with the authority received from Christ to bind and loose, command and forbid. Consequently, the Protestant doctrine of free examination is a source of confusion, since everyone can believe what they believe God tells them when reading the Bible. And if each one can interpret the Holy Scripture on their own, then preaching about the Holy Scripture should be prohibited, since that leads to conditioning and accepting a certain interpretation given by the pastor or the group leader. Likewise, it should be forbidden to write or speak to others about what we believe the Bible says, because we could be abusing the ignorance or understanding of others, since supposedly the Holy Spirit teaches everyone equally. The Protestant doctrine of free examination or misinterpretation of the Bible leads to division. Currently, there are more than 39,000 different Protestant or evangelical churches. A Bible without a good interpretation is like an open pharmacy without a pharmacist or without a prescribing doctor, because everyone can prescribe what they want and look for what they think is best for them and make mistakes, and instead of doing them good, it will hurt them. We have all known fundamentalist fanatics in our time who have led to collectively taking their own lives with the Bible in hand. In the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 29, it says, "If your right eye should be your downfall, tear it out and throw it away, for it will do you less harm to lose one part of yourself than to have your whole body thrown into hell." So, if a young lady believed that her beautiful eyes are an occasion of sin for men and took them out to follow the Bible literally, we would say that she has made a very serious mistake due to a misinterpretation. Therefore, you have to understand the meaning and pay attention to the context when you read a Bible. Make sure you have a Bible approved by the Catholic Church with an imprimatur on it, and there must be an authority that can say the last word in the name and with the authority of Jesus Christ, so that there is unity in faith as Catholics have. Let's remember that in order to interpret the Bible well and not make mistakes, it is necessary to interpret it according to the Church, which has interpreted it in the same way for 20 centuries. That's 2,000 calendar years. That's more than 1,000 years before our separated or Protestant brothers existed. For this reason, the Second Vatican Council says that the function of authentically interpreting the Word of God, oral or written, has been entrusted solely to the Magisterium of the Church, which exercises it in the name of Jesus Christ. But the Magisterium is not above the Word of God, but at its service. How do separated brothers know what is good and what is bad in difficult matters that the Bible does not speak about? For example, on abortion, euthanasia, contraceptives, artificial fertilization, genetic manipulation, cloning, or on certain modern theories about sexuality, politics, economics, or the environment. Another important point to clarify is how many books are in the Bible. The Bible itself does not say so. From where do the Protestants or separated brothers know which and how many books are in the Bible? They thus received it from the Catholic Church in the 16th century. Precisely in that century, Martin Luther, on his own authority, said that the deuterocanonical books like Tobit, Judith, Baruch, Ecclesiasticus or Sirach, Wisdom, and 1 Maccabees and 2 Maccabees were not authentic. But these books of the Old Testament are included in the Greek translation of the LXX, and the apostles themselves used this translation. So of the 350 Old Testament citations that are in the New Testament, more than 300 are from the LXX translation. Then this also means that the apostles accepted them. Furthermore, Martin Luther, on his own account, rejected the letter to the Hebrews, James, Jude, and the book of Revelation. Then Martin Luther did not have the authority of God, because today, all separated brothers or Protestants accept these four books. And if Martin Luther was wrong about something as important as the books of the Bible, can we give him authority in other things? We can ask ourselves, Why did the Holy Spirit wait 4 centuries for the New Testament book collection to be complete? Why didn't the apostles name the inspired books to have a sure rule of faith? The early church seems to have been in little hurry. Therefore, we can say that the New Testament did not give rise to the church, but rather the church gave rise with its authority to the New Testament. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.